We start out with a bit of background to Scotland, because its history has often had an afcome to the kind of registers left ahin. Folk has been in Scotland for about the last 12,000 years. In the 1st century AD, the Romans conquest the southland part of the island of Albion and called it Britannia, New England and Wales. But the Hantu tribes to the north wouldn't be daunting, and the Romans cried their lands ayont the 4th Clyde line, Caledonia, after the Headmace tribe, the Caledonies. The offspring of the Caledonies and others, now called the Pechs, came together with the Gaelic Scots under a common kingship in the 8th and 9th centuries. In AD 900, scrivers in Ireland cried this kinric Alaba, meaning the Gaelic kinric in Albion, but Germanic speakers called it Scotland. The Sindarin folk in Scotland, Angles, Bretts, Gaels, Pechs, and sign Norse, Normans and Flemans, came together as a nation, the Scots, under a common king and patron, St Andra, with a saltire flag. The border with England was agreed at the Treaty of Newcastle in 1237, and Norwa ceded the Wester Isles to Scotland by the Treaty of Perth in 1266, while the Jarldom of Orkney and Lordship of Shetland came to Scotland by gate of a marriage treaty with Denmark in 1469. The neighbouring kings of England had long sought to bring the whole islands of Albion and Ireland under their rule, using Yinsmer, the old Roman name Britannia. But this started many wars with Scotland that gaed on for the 1290s until 1652. Among the ken speckled kings of their times was Robert the Bruce and James the Fort. And Scotland often made common cause with France under a puckle treaties kent as the Old Alliance. Through the Middle Ages, folk of the Scots nation came to define themselves apart, going by whether they spake Scots Gaelic or Scots, with Gaelic regarded as Hielan and Scots as Lollan. And in the Northern Isles, in Orkney and Shetland, Norn was spoken until the 18th century. In 1560, a parliament was held that brak for the Pope in Rome, and declared that Scotland was now a reformed Calvinist kinric. To worship as a Catholic would now be unlawful until 1829. Catholic Queen Mary tint her throne in 1567, and thereafter kings and queens would be Protestant. As the Protestant heir, King Jimmy the Sixth of Scotland, took over the crowns of England and Ireland in 1603, but held to hoard and concord the sundry political and religious disputes of the nobles of the three kinrics, led to Weir and the usurpation of Scotland by the invading army of Oliver Cromwell. The downfall of the Stuarts gave birth to the Jacobites. Fear that Scots would join with France again. A puckle nobles for England and Scotland broached about the Treaty of Union in 1707, to upmak a new state cried the United Kinric, with a parliament in London. The earls of the Jacobites to ding down the union led to defeat at Culloden in 1746, and the dinging down of Gaelic Scotland, and sign the Natur Clearances. Muckle industrial change in the 19th century ended the old Scotland for aye, breaking the Kirk of Scotland apart in 1843, and drawing Scotland ever more into the British Empire. A former centrified state and neglect of Scots affairs in London led to cause for Home Rule starting for the end of the 19th century. Many Scots had left the country for a new life, but them that bade had to thole dwining industry and social scathe, along with the afcome of twa warld wars. But the establishment Yinsmer of the Scots Parliament for 1999 led to mere interest again in the culture, leads and history of the kintra, and in the lives of our forebears.